our basic human right, the way we naturally are engineered, is to enjoy perfect life satisfaction, flourishing, and the power to benefit all. And if asked, I think each one of us would say that the benefit of all is of interest to us. So we're naturally motivated that way, to be spontaneously altruistic is our natural state, really. And we only have two choices to make in terms of the intelligence we use. One is intelligence based on reification, which is giving everything an independent nature. And the other is to rely on clarity, in which no point of view is separate or apart from the clarity view. An independent nature cannot be found to exist for any point of view, for any thought. Now, to rest naturally as clarity for short moments, it's an imperative. Through this simple means, simple and powerful means, clarity will become obvious. It's what's looking right now, so it's already obvious. And through additional acknowledgement, it becomes more obvious, so that instead of points of view being most obvious, clarity is most obvious. So you see, this is utterly simple. The most detailed level of explanation of who and what we are as human beings. Clarity intelligence is a very imposing intelligence, because it does lead to life satisfaction and flourishing. It does lead to the ability to profoundly know ourselves, to know all our points of view, so that we're not blindsided by them, and to represent clarity in our life and actions, when all of our energy is no longer taken up by all the points of view, then all that remains is the desire to benefit all, the motivation to benefit all. We rest in our natural state when we rely on clarity. If we look in the mirror, like the example in the paragraph, we probably all looked in the mirror as children, and now we are of a certain age. We look in the mirror, but what's looking hasn't changed at all. It's gone through all these ups and downs, maybe severe illnesses, all kinds of things, births and deaths, never changing, indestructible, and relaxed, and at the same time potent, the potent knower and doer. So we don't usually think of relaxation and potency together. However, indeed, clarity is potent. It's potent enough to take care of all those afflictive states that were mentioned. Now, in the beginning of clarity practice, it's natural for it to be easier with less afflictive states or non-afflictive, unafflictive states. However, just by building up that strength, building up that muscle of clarity, it will become possible to rely on clarity in afflictive states, and to thus extract their power. If an afflictive state comes up and we go into the points of view of the clarity view, then we'll have all kinds of stories about what's going on in the afflictive state. If we rely on clarity, the same thoughts and reasons may come up, the same points of view. However, clarity is present in those points of view. It's normalizing, giving permission to those points of view to occur, inseparable from those points of view of affliction. This is lived in our everyday lives. It's not a practice that's cut off from everyday life. In the midst of every point of view, no matter where we are or what we're doing. To be abiding in an unchangeable way, no matter what appears. This is our natural strength. It is our natural strength. Preserving clarity really means that we make a 100% commitment to clarity. We don't try it just for a little while, give up, and have a bunch of points of view, and then go back to clarity again later on. We might try that initially, but really the most benefit is obtained if there is a 100% commitment. After the introduction to clarity, the 100% commitment follows. Upon that 100% commitment is based assurance, clarity assurance. We grow in clarity assurance. And even though the short moments may not seem like such a big deal as one, at first, initially, more and more, they just encompass everything. Clarity encompasses everything. The focus on I, me, and mine opens up. We realize that clarity isn't necessarily inside the skin line, that it's vast and open, an intelligence that weaves everything together seamlessly. Seamlessly, interconnected seamlessly, interoperable seamlessly. Clarity pervades all the points of view, like space pervades a rainbow. Indeed, our very own clarity, our power to know, pervades every single point of view. It couldn't be any other way. The clarity view and points of view inseparable. We can see clarity's benefit from the outset. Upon introduction to clarity, we know something very significant about ourselves, and we recognize it immediately, its beneficial quality, its entirely beneficial quality. Through the empowerment teaching, we come to see all of our points of view in a very clear way, so that we can't be blindsided by our points of view. We really start to see the beneficial qualities and activities of relying on clarity. The empowerments are extremely potent in bringing forth the obviousness of clarity, showing us the significance and importance of clarity, showing us very clearly how clarity view is always present, has been present all of our lives, past, present, and future, inseparable in the clarity view. When we give ourselves the solid core of clarity, then we can be with anything. Nothing is off limits. So you see, it does involve the commitment to give permission to oneself, to be oneself entirely. Whatever the points of view are that come up, they simply are as they are. That's clarity as it is, whatever the point of view is. So there isn't any longer the need to look for countermeasures or antidotes to point of view. All that hustle and bustle of self-help ended. The search stopped. We restore our basic dignity and integrity when we rely on the clarity view. When we allow everything to be as it is, all our own points of view to be as they are, exactly what they are, nothing off limits, then we develop true self-knowledge. True self-knowledge comes from this. From simple clarity practice, true self-knowledge, incredible self-compassion and self-care, self-love. And that is the only source of spontaneous compassion for all. It all comes from giving permission to our own points of view, whatever they are. Nothing off limits. Normalizing, giving permission to all points of view. All points of view, their energy, their dynamic energy is the dynamic energy of clarity's beneficial qualities and activities of body, speech, mind. When we rely on clarity to define all points of view, then we're no longer using our tremendous life force against ourselves. We're using our life force for ourselves to be okay with ourselves. Now, this isn't what we're taught. We're taught that we need to be careful of what we think, and we need to be cautious about our emotions. And so this calls on us to take another look, to take a look at all of this from clarity. It calls on us to really use another kind of intelligence, clarity intelligence. Clarity intelligence, when we develop it within ourselves, it grows to understand everything about point of view intelligence. It's all knowing when it comes to point of view intelligence. But point of view intelligence has no understanding of clarity intelligence, no knowledge whatsoever. And so when we make a choice, we make a choice for really what is our most basic of human rights, the choice of total clarity available to every single human being, our birthright,